The Republicans are the party of Abraham Lincoln and abolition. In the 1930s, however, African Americans fled the GOP for the New Deal and Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Democratic Party. Democrats have relied on the black vote ever since. But how have African Americans fared in the GOP since the 1930s? Here to help us look at the relationship between blacks and the party of John McCain, George Bush, and Ronald Reagan are Ron Christie, a former special assistant to President George W. Bush and president and founder of Christie Strategies, and Renee Amour, deputy chair of the Republican Party of Pennsylvania. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ron, we're going to start with you. Frederick Douglass once boasted, quote, "The Republican Party is the ship, all else the sea," end quote. And most of us know that the GOP was Lincoln's party, but can you trace some of the other key historical points that connect blacks with the GOP?
Absolutely, and I would go back just to the civil rights movement to the 1950s and 1960s. The Democratic Party was the party that opposed the civil rights initiatives. They filibustered at great length. The Republican Party has always stood for equality and for equal access and equal opportunity. And if you trace the history of the Republican Party moving forward from those very tumultuous times in the 50s and the 60s to some of the most prominent people to serve in American society, you look at General Colin Powell, who was the first African-American National Security Advisor for President Ronald Reagan. You look, of course, at the ceiling that had been shattered with the Colin Powell picked to be Secretary of State under the first term of the Bush administration, and Dr. Condoleezza Rice to serve not only as the first African-American woman National Security Advisor, but the first Republican Secretary of State. So the Republican Party has a long history of encouraging people of color and women to participate at the highest levels of our party, and it's a history that is only just beginning to see where Republican leaders, people of color, will next be serving in the years to come.
That actually is my next question for you, Renee. Do you think the Republican Party can or still is, in Frederick Douglass's words, the ship for blacks in this country?
You know, I think we absolutely are, and I just think we need to brag a little bit more so people know who we are and what we are and what we're doing as far as the history, as to know that the Democrats did not even allow us to sit into their conventions. The Republicans always have since their first one. And so we need to let people know these things and also let them know what the Republican Party is about, what we stand for, so they're clear. I mean, it was a wonderful day having the governor of Alaska, a woman, nominated, you know, going to be nominated for our vice president of the United States, to have McCain choose someone like that. So it is the party for people of color and for women. Myself as being deputy chair of the Republican State Party in Pennsylvania, it's, you know, people have welcomed me. The Republican Party has worked with me, and we've done some very good things with people of color and women.
Let me ask both of you, as blacks and as Republicans, to A, talk about what drew you to the party, and B, to explain why the social conservatism of many blacks echoes the values of the Republican Party. Ron?
Well, Tony, I was first registered as a Democrat in my home state of California, and I traveled to Washington to intern for my then Representative Tom Campbell, a moderate Republican from Palo Alto. And I looked at where Representative Campbell stood on the issues and where I stood, and I said, I am a very fiscally conservative person. I'm very much in favor of a strong national defense. I'm very much in favor of the right to bear arms. And as I looked at the issues and I looked at the specific criterion that the Republican Party stood for and where I felt most comfortable, I said, I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Republican. And I switched my party affiliation, and I've been a Republican ever since. And looking forward to why African Americans should be drawn to the party, we believe in strong family values. We believe in the sanctity and the dignity of life. And of course, God is our Savior, and having religion is a strong foundation upon which many African Americans and all Americans can draw inspiration, draws us to the party, I think.
Is that what drew you, Renee?
Oh, absolutely. I'm third generation Republican in our family, and my mom was the first African-American committee person in our area right outside of Philadelphia. And so that's what I understood for all my life, the Republican Party, because of my values. It's about faith. It's about family. It's about responsibility, accountability. It's about people working together. We can help folks and give them what we need, and then we support them with the process, not having them just get something over and over again from the government, but working with them so they can have job training, be able to be trained, have their own income so they can feel good about who they are and what they're about. For years, I've seen the Democratic Party feeling okay with folks of color in particular being on welfare and just keep giving the hands out, but not giving them the training and the things that they need to really survive. And so that's why I'm still going to be a Republican, always will be a Republican, believe in the Republican Party. I feel that we can help this country out. We can do some good things for people as far as help them with health care, help them as far as energy. And so those are the reasons why I'm in the Republican Party, because of my faith and my values.
Blacks have never before had to confront the collision of race and politics like they are now with a black presidential candidate in Barack Obama. How do black members of the GOP have to deal with the collision of those two, support for the party and support for their people?
Well, I tell you, it's a remarkable time in American history. Regardless of what you think of Senator Obama's ideology, it is an inspiration that a major party has nominated an African American to be their standard bearer. But at the same time, we as a people cannot uniformly vote for somebody based just on the color of their skin. This is exactly what Dr. Martin Luther King fought for so successfully, I think, that people should be judged by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. And I would implore people of all different races and ethnic backgrounds to look at the candidates for who they are and their vision for America rather than just voting for somebody based on the color of their skin. Remarkably, it just seems to me that people want to vote for Senator Obama because he's black. I think they should vote for him because they agree with his principles and his ideology.
Are you finding, Renee, that black GOP members, conservative or not, are having pause with regard to how they feel about just what we're discussing?
You're absolutely right on target. I spoke to an African-American woman in Washington on my way here. And basically, Tony, she's very upset. I'm very proud of Obama. Let me just say that. I'm very proud of what he's done, what he has accomplished as an African-American and myself being African-American. So, of course, I'm going to be proud of him. But people are like on the fence, like, I don't know what to do. I don't believe in his values. But because he's black, I really have to vote for him. And so what our job is to do is to really let people know what his record is, what his voting record is, what he's done in the community, those type of things. But people are really having a difficult time, a struggle. I'm not having that struggle because I feel comfortable about who I am and what I'm about and my values. And my agenda really is much closer to the Republican Party and Senator McCain than it is to Obama. And I think we have to really show what the differences are between these two candidates and also the vice presidential candidates so people understand what the Republican Party stands for and what we can do for the country. But African Americans are having a very difficult time.
Here's my final question. George Bush has been the face of the Republican Party for the last 8 years, overseeing it at a time that it's been at its lowest ranking as far as the electorate is concerned. And my question to you is whether or not, as African American Republicans, you have found that the Bush administration's performance over the last 8 years has changed in any way your thoughts about the party that he and you both represent. Ron.
Well, I had the honor to serve both for Vice President Cheney as well as being a member of the President's Domestic Policy Council staff. And I can tell you from firsthand, from being in many, many meetings in the White House and in the Oval Office with the President, that he placed a specific emphasis on attracting not only the best candidates to serve in his administration and to fulfill his policies to set a direction for the country, but making sure that we had as many African Americans in the mix as possible. We've previously talked about Dr. Rice and Secretary Powell, but also look at what the Republican Party was able to do to attract candidates such as Ken Blackwell to run in Ohio for governor, and of course in Pennsylvania, the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in Renee's state, to attract Lynn Swann, Michael Steele. There are so many people of color that we've been able to attract over the last 8 years that I think that we have embarked on a very important journey and a journey that is going to continue to attract more African Americans to our ranks.
So George Bush has not turned blacks away from the Republican Party in your estimation, Renee?
I don't think he's turned blacks away from the party or people of color in general. I think what's happening is that with our message, people have not been happy with the war and what and how we handled the war and the way we explained the war. And again, like I said earlier, we have to be real clear about our message, who we are, what we're about, where we are, where we want to go, and how we're going to get there. And if we stay on track with that message and have the appropriate tone with that message and we're clear with that message, people will understand. I think that people have just been frustrated with the Republican Party because they haven't been feeling like they've gotten what they need from us, and we have to correct that by telling them what, you know, they want to know and so that they'll understand it. But I think we'll be okay.
Ron, Renee, thank you both for the insight.
Nice to be with you.
Thank you.
Ron Christie, CEO of Christie Strategies. He is a former special assistant to President George W. Bush. And Renee Moore, deputy chair of the Republican Party of Pennsylvania.